With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich predicting the major reforms happening now under President Trump will give the Republicans strong momentum heading into next year's midterms.
All of that, I think, by the summer of 2026 is going to lead to the Trump boom. And the choice that fall is going to be between a Marxist socialist party with weird social ideas and a Republican party committed to fixing Washington.
And Gingrich says big gains are very likely.
Growing an American economy and protecting American interests. I think in that case, we could pick up seats in the House and the Senate on a scale nobody today could imagine.
Gingrich interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. The top Republican on the House China panel questions the reversal of NVIDIA chip curbs. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with this update.
Minnesota Republican John Molinar, chair of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party, is pushing back on the Trump administration's decision to allow technology company NVIDIA to sell certain artificial intelligence chips to China once again. In a letter to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on Friday, the congressman raised concerns about the reversal on NVIDIA's H20 chips, suggesting it could boost China's AI capabilities. Lutnick suggested the Trump administration opted to ease the restrictions as part of a broader rare earth deal with China, underscoring that Beijing is only getting NVIDIA's fourth best chip. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In Los Angeles, a vehicle ramming into a crowd of young people early Saturday morning while they waited to enter a nightclub. 30 people have been hurt. Police say bystanders attacked the driver, who was later found with a gunshot wound. Authorities now searching for the gunman. And that explosion Friday in Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department training facility killed three veteran deputies from the Arson and Explosive Unit. This is SRN News. All Americans weigh in on politics and the pulpit.
The IRS announced this month that churches will no longer lose their tax-exempt status if the pastor endorses a political candidate by name from the pulpit. But even though that act is now permitted, it's not necessarily welcome. According to a poll from the Pew Research Center, large majorities of all religious groups oppose clergymen endorsing specific political candidates. That includes nearly two-thirds of white evangelical Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rejecting a challenge to Michigan's longtime ban on taxpayer-funded abortions for low-income residents, saying a group that brought that suit had no standing to file it. In 2022, Michigan voters approved an amendment that enshrined abortion in the state constitution. But the ban on most taxpayer-funded abortions has been in place for decades. This is SRN News. Is a transcontinental rail merger really in the works?
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern are in merger talks to create the largest railroad in North America that would connect the East and West Coasts. Both railroads declined to comment. Within the industry, there's widespread debate over whether such a merger would be approved by the Surface Transportation Board, even though those regulators approved the deal that created the CPKC Railroad 2 years ago. Union Pacific is based in Omaha, Nebraska, while Norfolk Southern is headquartered in Atlanta. Keith Peters, Washington.
Oh, the owner of a Tennessee factory where six workers died last year in flooding from Hurricane Helene apparently will not be facing any charges now, that after a probe found no criminal wrongdoing. Officials say they found no evidence. Employees were told they would be fired if they left the factory. More details at srnnews.com.